what a ball game that was. You fought off the runs there by Beloit in the ball game and got the victory in the end.
Well, honestly, us and Beloit should not have been in the same sub-state. I mean, you know, number one, you're looking at a couple of things. You're looking at geography. We're not even close.
Yeah.
Okay, number two, you should look at quality of teams. You got two teams that were state runner-ups last year with 75% of their kids back. Okay, well, you should have not been playing. There's not a sub-state in 3A Kansas west of Chaparral. Okay, I guarantee there's 10 or 12 teams that are west of Chaparral. This should have not been here because Beloit is one of the top five teams in the state.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, so, you know, I don't know what Keisha's thinking right there, and I might get in trouble, but, you know, that's just my thoughts right there. They didn't deserve to lose tonight, and we didn't deserve to lose either as far as this game right here if you're looking for the best eight teams.
Absolutely, yeah, two of the best eight definitely right here, but you guys kind of bit with some foul trouble here in the first half with Sloan Baker with three fouls again. Some interesting calls there along the way. And then you had Brett Meyer with a couple three fouls there. He had, it was actually Hess with two fouls in the first half. McCray had two fouls in the first half. And speaking of McCray, boy, did he step up in a big situation.
Well, we kind of challenged Drake this morning. We told him, you know, Minneapolis wasn't going to guard him last night. They said even if he's out there, don't go guard him. So, you know, he took it personal. We told him to take it personal. You know, he stepped up. And, you know, he can shoot the ball. I mean, he does in practice all the time. So, you know, kind of come out of nowhere for us. And every time you have a substate, one of those kids like that comes out of nowhere to make plays.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it here 61-60 over Beloit. And what a task it was for you guys to kind of corral the veteran Reams. You guys really did a good job for the most part. They're tough moving around, and your help defense on the matchup was pretty good for the most part tonight.
Well, the thing that gave us a lot of trouble in that third and fourth quarter was whenever they got the switches where they got their good scoring guys on our little guard. You know, because, you know, both of them can come in and create a bunch of different shots right there. So, you know, hats off to those guys. I mean, they're probably preseason number one going in next year with all their kids coming back. And, you know, they're a really good team and they're well coached.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're in your seventh sub-state championship game. Beloit was in their sixth. These two teams are used to this situation. And it's interesting. This is the third year in a row that you've had to play on another team's home court in a sub-state game, second year for a sub-state championship. And, I mean, it just seems like the beat continues on, the resiliency for this team.
Well, you got good players. I mean, that happens. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the main thing right there. I don't, you know, we're pretty balanced on scoring. And that's kind of what I was thinking yesterday. Going into the game, I thought we had a couple kids might be tied. I thought Trey might have to carry us. I thought the other team may overlook, you know, a couple of our guys that didn't do anything last night. You know, and then, you know, you got Dylan hit a couple threes. Drake, you know, played out of his mind. You know, Chance made a couple shots. Brett played better. Sloan, you know, sorry for Sloan. He just didn't get any court time.
Yeah, it was kind of a rough one for him there in that aspect, but you guys move on. Fifth straight state tournament appearance. You're going to be a one or two seed depending on the outcome with Sabetha tonight, and it's going to be a fun one starting on Thursday, and I guess just kind of the same ritual for you guys going into next week.
Yeah, they'll be off tomorrow, and then on Monday, we'll get on huddle and find out who we're going to play and trade some film. And you know, I don't know what the sub-states look like. I think Cheney maybe had the most losses for a sub-state number one. You know, and then you never know what happens if there's a potential upset. But, you know, there's a ton of teams with two or three losses. And, you know, you got the two with one loss. And, you know, no guarantee that Sabeth is going to make it right there. You know, played a good team, too. So, I mean, I don't know what any of the other results are. But, you know, glad to be there.
Yes, well, congratulations, Coach. It wasn't easy, and a win 61-60 over a feisty Trojan squad. Thanks for joining me here. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.